This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Mick Mulvaney reported for work today as the acting director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Leandra English, the person put in that very same job by outgoing director Richard Cordray over the Thanksgiving break, went up to Capitol Hill today to meet with Senators Elizabeth Warren and Chuck Schumer. So Mulvaney was the one who got to address the CFPB troops, as it were, in front of the cameras. We are going to leave the legal fight over who is eventually going to wind up in that job to others. And staying in our lane here, play the next thing Mulvaney said today after he said he's not going to burn the place down.
I'm a member of the executive branch of government. We intend to execute the laws of the United States, including the provisions of Dodd-Frank that govern the CFPB. That being said, the way we go about it, the way we interpret it, the way we enforce it will be dramatically different under the current administration than it was under the last. Anybody who thinks that a Trump administration CFPB would be the same as an Obama administration Trump CFPB is simply being naive. Elections have consequences at every agency, and that includes the CFPB.
So bearing in mind that President Trump has called the CFPB a disaster, that's a quote, and Mr. Mulvaney has called it a sick, sad joke, also a quote, what does their kind of consumer protection look like? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going.
Two people, two very different takes on the CFPB. Actually, same word to describe it.
Incredibly effective.
Extremely effective.
First up, Rachel Weintraub with the Consumer Federation of America.
For example, it has obtained $12 billion in refunds to almost 30 million Americans who were harmed by a large financial institution.
Second take, less positive, from Diane Katz with the Heritage Foundation.
They have promulgated a great many rules, many of which have made consumer financial products and services more costly and harder to obtain.
Trump has been vocal about his dislike for the CFPB, but he can't quite wish it away. It was created by Congress and so can't just be shuttered. The open question is how much he could hollow it out, such that a later administration couldn't just change everything back again. Andrew Metrick is at the Yale School of Management.
I think it's that easy, absent changing the statute, to have a long-term impact on the ability of the CFPB to do its job.
Still, consumer advocates are worried. Lauren Saunders is with the National Consumer Law Center.
We will probably see much more lax enforcement against banks charging deceptive fees, debt collectors abusing people, student lenders not applying people's payments correctly. We may even see lawsuits have been filed drop.
She says rolling back existing rules is trickier and would take longer, but that's also possible. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.